Luke 10, verses 25 through 28. And behold, a certain lawyer stood up and tested him, saying, Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life? Jesus said to him, What is written in the law? What is your reading of it? So he answered and said, You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. And Jesus said to him, You have answered rightly. Do this, and you will live. Our story, totally useful. Dad, called Kara as she ran toward her father in the garden. Mom says she wants 8 ears of corn for supper. Dad nodded, laid his hoe aside, and began checking the ears. Did you know that you can do a lot more with corn than just eat it? He asked. The cobs can be turned into charcoal. The leaves and husks are sometimes used for toys. The stalks can be ground up for paper. The entire plant is often used to feed hogs and cattle. Every part of the corn plant can be used. Wow, said Kara with a grin. Corn is even better than I thought. Soon Kara and her father were on their way to the house with the sweet corn. Dad, I asked Savannah to come to church with us this week, said Kara, but she just laughed. She said her grandpa told her Christians are corny. Kara frowned. I don't even know what that means, she added. Dad smiled. It's a term used to say something is ridiculous and foolish, or maybe tiresome and boring, things like that. Oh, I guess she meant me too, said Kara. Well, maybe she gave you a compliment without knowing it, Dad suggested. How could that be a compliment? Kara asked. Dad smiled. Remember what I just told you about corn? Well, you told me different things it's used for, Kara replied. You said all of it is useful. Right, so if you're corny, that's a good thing, don't you think? It indicates that you're totally useful. Every part of you, your heart, your hands, your lips, your feet, your mind can be used by God, just like every part of a corn plant can be used. After thinking a minute, Kara grinned. I just remembered that we're going to have a Bible school picnic, she said. I wonder if Savannah would come to that. It's always lots of fun. And aren't we going to roast some of our corn there? Dad nodded. That's our contribution, Dad said. All right, exclaimed Kara. Maybe if Savannah comes and has some of it, she'll see that being corny can be a good thing. Well, how about you? Have you given all of yourself to be used by God? You can use your mouth to tell others about Him, your hands to help others for Him, your mind to learn more about Him. And don't hold back because someone might tease you. Speak up for Him. Let your speech and actions show that you love God with all of your being. Luke 10:27, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, your soul, your strength, your mind. And our key thought, give God your all.